So let's go to James Cummings. James, happy New Year to you on the Gold Coast.
Yes, thanks, Andrew.
How you been, mate, with the family there at the coast? Have you been coping with it all right?
Yeah, we've had a good little trip. I've been coming here for a long time now, nearly 30 years. And now to see the kids enjoying the little journey too, it's great. And I feel like the Gold Coast is not the same, and the Gold Coast sale is not the same as what it used to be.
No, it's very different. Plenty of masks, everyone doing the right thing. But, James, have you ever seen a sale like this with a clearance rate so high?
Well, you know, the sale is just going through the roof, and arguably the sale next year might have even better pedigrees than what are on offer this week. So, you know, there's every chance it'll keep continuing to grow, but it's an amazing... It's in really amazing shape, one might argue. Some of that is the benefit from, lots of that is the benefit of the fact that there's a few people there that are out there that are, they're pretty cashed up by some of the consequences of the pandemic.
Yep.
And there's money to be spent. There's a lot of wagering on racing has increased. People at home and watching races, so... with limited access to pokies, so you know there's a fair bit going on there, but it's an amazing sale, and it's great to see the value of the bloodstock so strong. It's certainly good for Dali, you know, all the horses who go back to the farm to consider what they're worth in the current market, and the appreciation that we our team have got for the beautiful horses that we're able to produce every year.
Well, one horse that's produced, it's a unique story, is Kemantari. We know that he had time at stud and it didn't quite work out 100% there, so you gelded, and we see him race again today off a last start win. But then we see two of his progeny being sold at the sale this week, James. And yesterday, your father bought one.
He did, I always wish his horse as well, and especially this one.
Yeah.
But both Kemantaris are going to remain in Sydney. Denise Martin purchased the filly for good money, I think you only need to have four yearlings in the sale to get to the position where you might be able to compete for highest first season sire by average. I tell you what, Kemantari would have given them a bit of a scare for that mantle, and Denise Martin paid over $300,000 for the filly, so they both sold really well, and perhaps some of that might be reflected in that little bit of promotional value from the horse being in such good form at the moment.
Yeah, no, I think it certainly flows through. Well, how is he? I love him as a horse because he always puts in, and people the other day when he got up the inside and won, they're going, oh, the special K, how'd he win? But you picked the right race. You did it on the way through the wild card, and it gets you in the cup today.
Yes, there's no way around it. For a homebred to compete on this mega, mega rich race day at the Gold Coast, they've got to win one of those qualifiers, and we picked the right one for him. We picked the right one for Roheran. Roheran's had the extra week to get over his run in winning the Falvalon. Kemantari won the Buffering the week later. Both of them are therefore in excellent form. But we just love the way Kemantari's going about in his work at the moment. He won the Gilglath first up, and we didn't think his coat was like perfect, but he was fit enough to run well. And he's just run good race after good race all prep. And we held him back so that we could be still there with a horse fighting fit by the turn of the year to be competing on this day. And so far it's worked out. He found a deep field. He's weighed away a lot of good horses. So in the handicap, it makes things hard. But yeah, I think he can run a really good race today. I'd say he's going to turn a few heads just on looks alone, because he's coming into this race in an absolutely pristine condition.
I know Nashra Willow has been, he rode the Ballina Cup winner yesterday. He's enjoyed his stay in southeast Queensland. Did he ride Kemantari or did he ride Roheran there? I just can't quite remember back on Tuesday.
Okay, Nash came in the gallop Kemantari, and Nash galloped Kimantari and Maria galloped to Raheran, our work rider who knows both horses very well, and she's ridden them both for the last few weeks. And he was really happy with the way the horse. The horse has trained very well since winning, and the horse has been training beautifully all campaign. So I think we've got no issue on from that angle. But it's a big handicap. It sort of reminds you a bit of a Doncaster. It's like the Doncaster of the day, really. Like a big handicap, big field. He's going to need to get things go his way. But he's got a confident jockey on his back who's bullish about his chances. And the horse is in frighteningly good condition.
And Ro, here, and you mentioned the Falvalon. You just love the acceleration from this horse, and good four today. I know the horse is excellent on that soft ground, but good four, that's no issue either. With, you know, it's not a hard good four.
Yeah, that's what I'm banking on, because, you know, it was pretty quick, the track last year, and he just got a little too far out of his ground and the race got away from him. But, you know, this time, I'd say, you know, and the horse that won that race, don't forget, I think that horse went on to win the Manicato last year. So like, turning to pretty good form. He finished third to Exhilarate split the two horses. It was pretty good form that race, and he ran very well. This track has had a lot of rain last week, and although there've been hot days since, there've been lots of muggy, humid days with like little showers here or there. So you know, hopefully it's not like. Not too firm for him, because that's not what he wants. And there's not a lot of speed in the race, but hopefully there's just enough pressure coming to the turn that brings the back markers into it and he gets his chance to be competitive.
Jonker was that horse that won the Manicato its last start. So the form line over a 12-month period certainly holds up around both of those. Now, you've got plenty of runners, so I'm just going to pick out a couple, and then if you want to add any along the way, then go for it, all right? But Dakura in race 5 at Rose Hill, soft 6 at this stage with a little bit of shower activity. I guess the big thing today is just the turnaround in weight with Niffler, just getting that claim.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, Dakura goes up a couple of kilos on his winning last time. And listen, this is not a sweet spot distance either. He loves those 1800s. He's got to get up over 10 furlongs and be just as strong. And it's not too different. But it might just be not exactly what the horse absolutely desires. But he's looking maps well. He's going to get a good energy saving run that he got last time, and presented late. I think he can sprint well to the line.
And Flemington, you've got multiple runners. Musicians lines up in the Standish to feature the Group 3 sprint, but I love when you step out these horses like Edwin and a couple of others that you've done in recent weeks. How do you see the pair in the first race at Flemington today?
Well, there are some raps on some of the opposition there, and our horses are less fancied in the market, but they're both by young stallions on the rise. Edwin's an impending colt who's had some experience up the straight on race day. It all came too soon for him last preparation, which was a bit of a risk going into it. We felt like that was a chance of happening, but we gave him his opportunity anyway. He's since had a spell. He's come back. He's gotten stronger and put on, you know, grown since last prep, like a horse that could figure and improve coming onto the scene at a late stage. And Esso Numia, although we didn't run him, the horse did have a jump out up the straight last time in. So he's got some experience up the straight, and I think the horse has got something, but Edwin did gallop in superior fashion to Exonumia during the week, so keep that in mind. But we were still quite happy with them when they were matching strides in a jog around the Flemington circuit on. So, you know, both horses are fitting well, and with a little bit of experience up the straight, some home track advantage on their side, they can run good races.
What's the kids want there in the background, James? What the dad take us for breakfast somewhere, or what's going on there in the background?
Uh, They just want a piece of me, I think.
And who doesn't? Who doesn't? Now, are there any others? Because there are a lot of, and I don't want to hold you up, but have you got any others that you want to mention that you're happy with going into either Sydney or Flemington?
Oh, look, I think we've got a pretty tough day overall. I think they're sort of, I think if we can get a winner here or there, we'd be delighted because they're in hard races. They're pretty evenly matched. One horse we haven't mentioned is a lightly raced horse called Canazawa, who's galloped particularly well during the week, and with a quieter ride than he was afforded last start, we could see him finishing closer to the finishing positions, and I'd say that he's a nice chance for us too.
That's Rose Hill Race 1, number 6, with Regan Bayliss in the saddle. James, good to talk to you in the new year. Enjoy today. I hope the Special K is right there in the end, because I think he's, while there's a few out there that are maybe have backed him and have lost their lost the plot over the horse, he's still so consistent at any level. So let's hope he runs really well. Thanks for your time this morning.